Good morning, 912 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Keith Bowman of Sun Group. This is our Ask the Expert segment. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. And before I forget, we've been meaning to ask you this question for quite a while. I mean, you're the auction expert. We have some different auction companies and that sort of thing around that they start auctions at odd times, like 9:12 or 8:37 or whatever. Do you have any insight into why some places do it like this?
You know, that's a good question. I can't answer that. I don't know why they would. That's interesting. We usually, when I do one, it's usually, you know, just right on the mark of straight up 10 o'clock, 9:30 or something like that. So not for sure why that is, but that is odd.
Sure. The only thing that I can think of is maybe, you know, I might help people to remember it if it's an odd time, you know, if they're saying, like, if you say 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, they're like, oh, I remember that starts at, you know, 8:01. I don't know. So anyway, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, there's got to be something to it.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to ask you, so I wanted to make sure I got that in. But hey, you say we do have some auctions coming up, so what do we have?
Yeah, we're putting together our next auction now, I can talk a little bit about what's going to be in it, just kind of give a brief rundown of it. We've got a couple vehicles that's going to be in there. We have a 2000 Lincoln Town Car. It's in real good condition. It's got just a little over 100,000 miles on it. It's been well taken care of. We'll have that in this upcoming auction. There's also a 1988 GMC truck, two-wheel drive. Again, it's been taken good condition. Both of those have been kept in a garage. An older gentleman owned them. So we'll have those in there. There's also a 1985 Ford F-150 that's going to be in the auction. Now, that one's not as nice as what the other two is, but they say it will run. Also might make a good work truck or something like that, but we'll have that in there.
And do most of these usually also, have – these usually come with, like, titles and everything like that?
Yeah, we'll guarantee that they'll be clean titles. We always do before we sell those, and we'll get any issues figured out if there is. But yes, we will guarantee clean title on those vehicles.
Sure.
Yep. We will also have, there's stock or horse trailer that's going to be in there. So we'll have a two-stall horse trailer that'll be in there. It's an older one, but the floor seems real good in it. And the tires need aired up. It's just been sitting for a long time. It hasn't been used, but looks like it's probably got plenty potential for sure. Also got one of those round bell feeders. It's just a two-wheel trailer that you hook up and pull a round bell around. We've got rolls of bob wire. There's a truck toolbox that'll be in this one. Some T-post, we have that in there. And then a lot of little miscellaneous stuff. We've got some garage shop stuff and tools, you know, such as saws and drills and those kinds of things. We also got toolboxes, big toolboxes. One of them is a Zap-On toolbox. So lots of different types of tools was in there. Some rivets. I think the guy had worked in aircraft before and had a lot of different types of rivets, drill bits, stuff like that for air tools. And also got a big compressor. I think it's an 80-gallon lay-down tank. It does work. Got it. It's got, I think it's a 2-3 horsepower. Maybe bigger than that. It's a 5-horse motor, just looking at it. So, anyways, it's a nice size compressor. Works real well. We've watched it pump up more than once, and it works great. We've got some antique furniture that's going to be in it. We have a refrigerator that works, some old beds, even a deep freezer. Have one of those in there, tables, chairs. and just a lot of little things, you know, a lot of little miscellaneous things that you can't cover all the things. That is just you, just kind of a basic of what we're going to have there. Now, we're also going to be selling the real estate on that. We'll have over 200 acres of native grass on it. It also has a little cabin-type house that's on the property, and also has a two-car garage with it. So this is going to be up in Rosalia. So if you're interested in any property up in that direction, let us know. It's a good property. You got some good native grass that's excellent for running cattle on it. So just let me know if you want some more information on that. I'd be happy to give it to you. But we're going to, again, shoot for that auction to be February the 18th. And here before long, you'll start seeing some sale bills out and about in different places. So,
hey, well, that's just good to know. Kind of have people put that on the radar as we get into next month. And it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, yep, it will be. And we'll be looking to start that auction probably around that 9, 10 o'clock time, probably closer to 10. But nothing weird. It won't be 10:10. It'll be right at 10 o'clock, I think.
Okay. Hey, that sounds like a plan. So, hey, we've got, you know, I'm sure we've got new folks listening all the time, folks that may be looking to pare down, or maybe they've inherited some property and that sort of thing. So they might be asking themselves the question, what properties are suitable for an auction? So you want to get into that at all?
Yeah, and yeah, that you bring it up. Most properties are sellable by auction. It's not, but it's not every type of property. I wouldn't say some of them are no better not to go to auction. But all types are, including residential. We've sold residential at auction, commercial. We sell a lot of farm ranch properties. Of course, even vacant lots. You know, they all sell at auctions, but now not all properties, however, are probably suited for auction, as, you know, some sell better than others. So maybe not everything should be taken to auction. But if a property will appear to a narrow group of buyers, you know, auction may be the most effective way for selling the property. But, you know, we'll help make a decision like that. You know, if we come out and look at it, maybe that's an option you're looking at. You know, we'd come out and say, hey, yeah, we think that that would be great for auction. So, but there's most certainly a lot of properties that are good for it. But sometimes it's, you know, we recommend doing it just the traditional listing and list it on the market, and we certainly do that as well. So, and kind of the way I was taught in auction school, the two-thirds rule, and that involves knowing the market, the property, and the seller's situation. But generally, if two of the three parts, the market, seller, and property, lean towards an auction, then an auction should be offered to the seller as an option to sell. So kind of how we look at it whenever we're talking about doing auctions.
Sure. No, I think that is really interesting. And you do have to have some knowledge about, you know, where to start a particular item too, and what is, and too, depends on kind of what trends are and what's popular, what people are wanting to buy and all that sort of thing. But what is a good auction situation for a seller?
Well, some people that may want to do it, I mean, there's different reasons. You know, someone might just need cash soon. They're looking to move something pretty quick, so maybe that's why they choose to do an auction. Maybe the seller is moving out of state, he's gone, doesn't plan on coming back, and wants to be gone by this certain date, so the auction, setting an auction date works really well for that too. Maybe he wants to liquidate the estate, maybe even, like you said earlier, maybe you've inherited that, and you're wanting to get rid of it. That's exactly what we're doing on that, on our next auction, you know. Is getting rid of that for someone that's inherited that. You know, sellers just auction-minded. We do sales for people because they want to do sell anything that way because they've went to auctions their whole life, and they're just auction-minded kind of people. So they would rather have their property or rather real estate or personal property be sold that way. So that's another good reason. Maybe they have a listing that's listed that's about to expire and they want to run an auction on it to try it that way. Maybe someone's purchased another house. That's a real good one because if someone's purchased another house and but they still got this one, they'd probably like to get rid of the one that they're living in, well, getting ready to move out of, probably like to get rid of it pretty quick since they have a new house that they're going to be moving into. So that's another really good reason. You know, the auctions will bring a good fair market price, and that's the beauty of auctions. If you really want to know what things are going for, what things are worth, take it to auction. You'll find out real quick what they're worth. So, and you'll get fair market price for them. Maybe there's, and I've dealt with this as well, high carry costs. You know, someone that's paying, you know, maintenance for the house, taxes, utilities, but they're not living there. Again, that's because maybe they've moved away or they've inherited something, but yet it's costing them money just to own the property. And, you know, after a while, you know, that gets expensive, and maybe they want to get rid of it quick and say, hey, let's do an auction. We'll sell it by this date, and we'll be done after that. So, but a good auction property is one that's unique. It's there's enough buyer market interest to encourage competition. That's typically when you're going to have the best auction. So,
and, you know, a lot of people think that auctions are fire sales, you know, for properties in distress. Is that true?
Well, yeah, and that's a good point, because, you know, the majority of auctions today don't result from foreclosure or financial situations like what you said, because that used to be the case all the time, it seemed like. But rather now they are, you know, result of just choosing a cost-effective, accelerated method of for selling your property. For example, in today's market, more farmers and ranchers prefer auction rather than waiting months to sell their property. Auction is truly a win-win situation because sellers obtain immediate cash and buyers purchase the property at fair market value. The price is determined by open competitive bidding. So, again, some properties are more ideal for auctions than others, of course. Not every property is the same, but auction just might be the right fit for the property you're trying to sell.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a really good point. And what do you think does it take to make a real estate auction successful?
Well, in order to have a successful auction, I mean, the seller must have a realistic expectations, you know, meaning a fair market sales price. This is the most important one. I mean, someone shouldn't expect to get two or three times more above the market value for the property. Now, I'm not saying that it can't happen, because it certainly can. It is an auction after all, but being realistic to what the market value is and is important to know what market values are, because and that's our job. And because not only do we watch the market, but we sell in the same market that we're watching, and we have appraisals in our office, appraisers that can help guide us as well too. I mean, we see it, but it doesn't hurt to help them guys. If we struggle with something, it's simply easy to go in there and ask, you know, for a little assistance on that. So kind of the beauty of our office is we're a full functional office where we have appraisers in there and auctioneers, you know, and, of course, our real estate agents. So it helps to have everybody there to have a good, good knowledge to the market, several years of experience to it. So, And again, it's buyers must have a desirability to own the property. That's what's going to make it successful at auction. It's got to be a property that, you know, is well desired and sought after. Again, you just wouldn't want to put anything on there. But most properties would probably do pretty well with auction. But again, I wouldn't recommend every property being on there. So, you know, because it always comes back down to location, condition, plus the value of other surrounding properties. You know, all this take in consideration when the bidding process starts, and that's what every, you know, people that's there to buy is looking at too. Where is it at? Where's it located? And what's property selling for in that area? I think that, again, it's an auction, so they're real neat. They can go anywhere. We've had some things that's shocked us. You know, we had some ground I talked about earlier in the year that we sold. We had a lot of experts looking at that, from bankers to our office to appraisers in different parts of the country over here in our area. And, you know, some of those, what we were kind of landed on the notion that the land was going to sell for around $3,500 an acre. And what we ended up getting was a little over $7,000 an acre. So, again, that's just kind of the beauty of auction. You know, had you listed it, well, you wouldn't have never known that it was capable of reaching that amount. So, you know, you're talking about it doubling for what most people were predicting it to do. So, again, that's what makes the auction exciting. It also can make it, you know, just real interesting because who knew? So it certainly changes your mind on the option of selling by auction. So, and not everything always goes that way. I won't say that because it don't. But there are certainly times it does, and that's, those are neat times because, you know, it just blew everyone's mind. But that's the beauty of auction. There's no top. There's no ceiling. Everything's open. So.
Well, and that's a really good point, too, because, you know, we have our county extension agents. They get calls all the time asking, hey, you know, how much should I charge per acre and that sort of thing for you know, trying to sell this land or whatnot. And, you know, people can stay up at night, I'm sure, worrying about, well, am I listing the right price? Whereas, hey, with the auction, you just find out. And sometimes, like you said, you can be surprised. So I just think that that's takes some of the load off in a way.
It really does. I mean, and like I said, because it brings so many different people in, interested in that property and helps drive that price up, you know. And here's the other thing. Auctions can get competitive. I mean, they are competitive. And we do these auctions live, and so there's a competitiveness to it. And there's, you know, and that's how an auction's designed, you know. There's the come here quick and bid because we're going to sell it. So as we're rolling through a chant, you know that here in the next, you know, 10 minutes it's over. So if you're interested, you got to get in there. And so it keeps it fun. It keeps it real intense. And so auctions, well, it's the reason I just love them. Personal property auctions and real estate auctions, the same thing. So, and how those work, just a real quick rundown of how we're doing those is when I say we're doing them live, sometimes we just do an auction live. It's just, and it could be done on location. It could be done at maybe a building and we're inside somewhere. So it could be something like that. The other thing we do is online auction, and it could just be online only. But what we do with a lot of them is what we call a hybrid auction. And that's just simply what we're doing there is we're doing a live auction, but also we're doing it online at the same time. So we have it set up in our office. If we're going to do it there, it looks like the next auction that we're going to do inside and do the next hybrid auction will probably be in our auction or our office in Fredonia. I think we're going to do it there, it looks like. But what we'll do is we'll do a hybrid auction. We'll do it live, but we'll also do it online so you can watch it on there. And we'll have a video camera in there that'll be facing us auctioneers. So you'll be able to keep up with the bids there. And also, you can bid. All you got to do is get on there and just register, then you're able to even bid. So we can have people from all over the country if they're interested in some property around there but can't attend the live auction. They'll be able to do that just from the computer as well. So anyways, it's handy. Different ways of doing things, but I just kind of wanted to cover that too. So
hey, well, that's great, and it's always an adrenaline rush if you're bidding on that stuff, even if it's just a little, you know, $5 or $10 items. It's always enjoyable. So hey, if people have any questions, you know, they might want to consider maybe they have got some property or some personal property that they would like to list, or they just have general questions about the auction process. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just give me a call on my cell phone. That's the best. It's 316-680-5131. Also, we have two offices. Our main office is in El Dorado, but we have started up this office in Fredonia now. This is where I work out of, and it's just right downtown Fredonia. It's 431 North 6th Street, and that's just from the courthouse. That's just north and west, kind of over there by Farm Bureau, and you'll see us over there. So feel free to stop in sometime, grab an auction sale bill if you want one, or give me a call. I can send you one. I can put one in the mail or something. But or if you have a question about your property, your land, or an auction, like I said, both in personal property or real estate, And we also do traditional listings and just put things on the market too. But we specialize in land and auctions. And so for sure, if you have any questions at all, it doesn't cost anything to call up and ask a question, and I'd be happy to do it because I love talking about this stuff. So give me a call again on my cell phone, 316-680-5131.
Well, Mr. Keith, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and I always enjoy learning something every time you're on.
James, appreciate it, and I'll talk to you here next week.
Okay, sounds like a plan. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. All righty, that is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. That's our Ask the Expert segment. Always appreciate talking with Mr. Keith there. And we will be back with more Open Line right after this here on the Mighty 690.